Stay tuned for more news, music, arts, and information here on Hampshire College's own YERC Radio. You're listening to YERC Radio, Hampshire College. Student-run radio for you.
I'm a weirdo. afternoon, everyone. This is Underground Stars, and I'm your host, Wonderbread. If you didn't tune in last week, the show is about astrology and underground music, hence the title, Underground Stars. Last week, I spoke about Libras because it was both of my boys' birthday, Adomako and homeboy Salmon. And I'm going to talk in the order of the astrology after Libra, which is Scorpio. And before we start anything, I was telling my boy, Cad, that I would kind of talk to him about his issue because apparently he's having some home problems and I couldn't talk to him on the phone, but he said he was going to listen in on my radio show. So basically, all you got to do is honestly, I know your home situation is crazy and, you know, your family's all crazy right now and you don't know what to do, but just stay strong, you know, like, since you're not close to them, just act like they're your roommates or something like that. You know, they're nothing to you because obviously they don't give two craps about you. So just do what you got to do instead of, you know, just holding on and trying to make everything work. Just, you know, do what you got to do and then they'll come back to you. People, you know, they're not going to want help if they think they don't need it. They'll come to you when they need it. And as a person, you should just, you know, accept that and just be like, you know what? Come to me when you need help. I'll be here for you. But right now, I got to do what I got to do. See, today we're going to talk about Scorpios. Just want to give out a shout out to my girl, Brittany. Her birthday's coming up, and she's a Scorpio, and she's a good friend of mine. Also, Kirby, she's my mother's longtime friend, who I got really cool with. She's also a Scorpio. I'm really good, like, with Scorpios. Scorpios and I really get along. They're awesome people. If you don't agree, oh well. I mean, everybody has their own opinion. But right now, I'm going to put on a song by Dress Your Wounds called The Greyhound. It's a dope-ass track. So let me put that on for you guys. They're from Queens. Some of them from the Bronx. Anthony, you guys are dope. Got to shout out the New York people. You already know. All right. I'm sorry, I'm having some technical difficulties right now. Don't laugh at me, please. The computer's not letting me do it. Oh, I feel so unprofessional right now. It's not cool. Not cool, man. All right, here we go. Good shit.
It's too much for me.
Welcome Back. Again, that was Greyhound by Dress Your Wounds. Again, they're a great band from New York. Shout out to them. They're freaking awesome. Great people to party with, you already know. Now, I'm going to go to the astrology part. Oh, yeah, shout out to my girl, Rachel. You know, I really hope for her to listen, and she's listening in. You're the bomb, girl. All right, so, again, we're talking about Scorpios. I got my handy-dandy Zodiac book, and we're going to talk about Scorpio. The Scorpion, it's the dates are from October 23rd to November 21st. All right, let's start. The birth, what the Zodiac is concerned with of the Scorpio is birth, life, death, sex, sensuality, passion, pushing boundaries of discovery, transformation, finance, investment wills, inheritance, hidden matters, secret taboos, magic, collective unconscious, defense system, social revolution, reformation, and change. The spiritual goal of a Scorpio is to learn the meaning of selfless love. And the qualities, the characteristics of Scorpios are the positive are self-critical, penetrating, investigating, passionately caring, protective, magnetic, dynamic, emotional, sensual, compassionate, concerned, unshockable, intense, understands failings. The negative, though, is self-destructive, ruthless, overbearing, suspicious, jealous, possessive, dangerous, quick-tempered, moody, sadistic, insulting, secretive, intolerant, cunning, and vindictive. God, Scorpio has like a bad, all the bad negative characteristics. I mean, I met some Scorpios and they're not all like that. I mean, some are, but hey, you know, you gotta do what you gotta do. Damn, these flies are all over freaking campus. I'm telling you, they're like all bothering me right now. I'm telling you right now, I'm gonna go to New York. I'm gonna buy myself a whole bunch of fly tape. And if you know who I am, you can buy some off of me. It's gonna be $1. I'm gonna get rid of these damn flies. Anyway, the Scorpio male. Let's see. The Scorpio male, the typical personality traits of a Scorpion man is possessive of what he believes belongs to him, has to maintain his dignity, is a law unto himself, and is most courageous in adversity, will give absolutely honest advice or compliments, will move mountains to help someone, is intensely loyal to friends, never forgets a kindness or an injury, can be saint or a sinner, but pursues either course with great zeal. For the female, the personality traits, the typical Scorpio woman is poised and apparently cool, never uses flattery, only smiles when she means it, wants total freedom of action, regards flirting and flattery as insulting, wants to dominate but can accept some restriction in order to win the end, has many talents, all used with passion, is loyal to family and home, and sets and keeps to her own standards. Well, if you're a Scorpio and you agree with that, I mean, this book is very wonderful with all of that. Again, in my last show, I was explaining to some people that these qualities of these signs, they're not exactly accurate, obviously, because in the Zodiac, we have three things. We have the moon sign, the sun sign, and the rising sign. Your moon sign, I mean, your sun sign is the one that is when you're born, the sign that you're with because of the date you're born. The moon sign and the rising sign comes with where you're born, the longitude, latitude, and the time of your birth because of the stars and how everything was aligned. But if you want to check that out, you can Google astrology chart, and if you have all that information where you were born and the time you were born, you could plug those in and just, you know, do that. Again, I'm gonna put in another track from Amazin' and Schmack. These two songs, they're from Massachusetts and New York, which is pretty dope that we got a collab. They're both family, which is cool. All right, so this one's gonna be it.
I'm here with the UE movement. They don't only talk about girls, we get money too.
UE,
let's go.
So unnecessary.
everybody, what up? Hey. Huh. You got my blood rushing. I never thought I'd get hated on, but look what happened. My whole city turning their back with a single message. Tattoos, you feel the pain, you sounding like attention. I ain't gonna say I'ma kill him, but if you fight, I will. And you the type to go crazy when you pop a pill. I sit back and relax, light up a blunt of haze. Making moves with my movement, got him feeling paid. You be unnecessary, niggas hit away. Playing ball, you get shitted on with a fadeaway. White chucks, white tee, I'm in there right away. Searching for my next spouse, who she calling bae? Jesus, maintain, I'm trying to do the same thing. And I don't need money, I just do this for attention. You little kids, go ask mommy for permission. Communication is the main key to success. Yeah, you can suck more, suck less. When you wanna track with me, you know you're making progress. I ain't rapping like I'm the best, but I ain't gon' act like I ain't either. Drink hard liquor and smoke reefer. L-O-X, yeah, shout out man for using your beat. I'm so fly fresh, girls can't sweep me off my feet.
I tell you, I beat the fuck up, you heard? Making the same mistake I never seem to learn from. Rookie of the year got me feeling like Chris Paul, son. Back in 06 when I was sipping in the speedboats. Perry Allen suit had me chilling with the free coast. Canaveral Prada just to catch a little peep show. Trying to have a Kodak moment, got her snapping pictures. Shorty said I look like Usher and wants a little beach, but there goes my baby, so I gotta leave like Primo. But wait, shorty wanna slow it up. Drink, smoke, nah, I gotta throw it up. Cause the flow is sick, it's like I got AIDS. 40 bucks and some hat, baby, I got paid. Now they kinda jealous, got them talking my way. Let them talk their little garbage, clap them in the highway. Clap them in their fucking crib, clap them moving sideways. Clap them in their fucking eye, got them looking like pirates.
Captain. I lost my big brother, engineer, mastermind. I put in work every day, that means overtime. HD effect, don't have it like paper. She don't mind cause I'm fresh, shake that money maker. I have respect, so that means the money's coming later. I'm on my grind, gotta grind like cousin get money. Niggas laugh and joke, but in life nothing's really funny. I'm a young rapper, but just don't get it twisted. And I'm on top of you niggas and I ain't fucking lifted. Silver Mercedes compressed, lady just getting undressed. Rich life, fast life, made that soon right. Can't lock them up for long, cause they got money right. Life ain't fucking fair, so I drink and get crazy. I'm satisfied with life cause you were put to do so much. Thoughts running through your head that tells me you in a rush. Might get in an accident, wait let me shot up.
Wake up, peek the watch, it's 7 in the morning. Smoke the L, blaze up till I'm fucking on it. Then I fuck the beat, cause I'm fucking horny. Then I call the freaks Kylie cause she know we on it. Then I brush my teeth, eat fast, the streets be calling. Begging for that white thing that the fiends be wanting. They blow up my phone, cause they know I got it. And I work alone, cause I don't trust nobody. And in this crazy world, we all living for the money. Just to enjoy fancy things like a Maserati. Or a big mansion that you call your home. You can't take a step out, paparazzi, whoa. So you run into your car, or you smack a nigga. Catch a lawsuit and a half, now you bankrupt nigga. So I invest my money, trying to stack this double figures. Every girl on my jock like my cock got bigger.
Alright, so that was Schmeck and Amazin. The first song was HD Shit and 2010. They're pretty, like, they're really dope. I really like their voices. Now back to the Scorpio. Scorpio at home. The typical behavior and abilities when at home, a Scorpio man or woman makes the home self-contained, is protective of children, is gentle with the sick, guards home territory jealously, like the home kept clean and orderly, expresses good taste, enjoys comfort. If you're a Scorpio and you're messy, I guess that doesn't apply to you. I mean, that happens probably when you get older or something like that. And then Scorpio at work, a typical Scorpio at work will eventually know everyone's secrets, will sense the moods of other people, will excel as a team leader, will appear to be calm in all situations. Scorpio as employer, A typical Scorpio boss, male or female, will demand total loyalty, will do anything to help someone he or she likes, will solve even the most difficult problems, will never reveal the depth of his or her competitiveness, confronts problems directly, will be concerned and compassionate toward the workers' families regarding them as part of the team. And then it goes to the likes and dislikes of a Scorpion. The likes, they like activity, mysteries, secrets, winning, sex, beyond knowledge, home. Dislikes, being analyzed, being asked personal questions, people who know more than they do, too many compliments, and having to trust a stranger. Those are the likes and dislikes. Here we go. This is the compatibility chart. The Scorpio can be harmonious with Scorpio, Sagittarius, Capricorn, Pisces, that's me, Cancers, Virgos, and Libras. Difficult with Aquarius, Tauruses, and Leos, and turbulent with Aries and Gemini. So if that applies in any way, you already know. Just letting you know, if you're a Scorpio and you're curious about your compatibility with another sign, or you're in something like a friendship or relationship, or you're talking to a Scorpio and you want to know more, you can obviously call 413-559-6766, and I could tell you which sign works with which sign and what your sign is with the Scorpio. You could just call. I'll put you on air. I also have another song by Lodge, L-O-J. He's a NY Queensbound homie of mine. I think now he kind of stopped rapping, but he's really talented. And this track is called 365. If you're working hard and you're tired of that kind of atmosphere of always working and trying to get the money and you're tired of that shit, this is the song for it. I remember I was working at Pinkberry. I mean, I love Pinkberry, but working there, those hours are nuts. And every time I was pissed off and I just wanted to quit, I would just listen to the song. And I'm like, all right, I got to do this one step at a time. And you just go with it. The song will get you in that moment. So I'm just going to put it on. Again, it's called 365 by Lodge, L-O-J. You could check him out on YouTube. All right, check him out.
The clock in, baby.
I got a 9 to 5. I'm just trying to survive. Happy to be alive, but I'm dying inside, cause it's not what I wanna do. Damn it, I'm so confused. If I don't quit real soon, I'ma be on the news. I don't wanna kill my boss, even though he pissed me off. You should hear the way he talks. Disrespects, of course. Always wanna write me up, but I don't give a fuck. Cause working in retail sucks. If I get fired, that's what sucks. I don't wanna be middle aged, making minimum wage, struggling day to day. Make sure the bills get paid. That's that middle class. That's that little cash. Yeah, I'm trying to get to the pot of gold on the other side of the Skittles bag. I gotta quit this job. Go against the odds. Get a few business cards. Start my own business, y'all. Retail ain't the way. And it's sad to say. Every fucking day, I feel like a slave. Stress. You can't get depressed. Sitting at that desk, it's
Scorpio. Things ain't always what they seem, bro.
Get to work.
Climb my way up out of that graveyard. Went from blue collar to white collar, the young scholar, great odds. Play harder than the average member of the team as I try to keep the balance of what's lost in between. Sacrifice time, energy, sleep, deprivation. Must prove to my master there's no need for a replacement. Just like Dungeons and Dragons, horses and wagons, worker bees making sure the queen feels satisfaction, and the queen is the corporation. Built upon the backs of workers who divide by races, run by paler faces, blue or red pill. Some assaulting in the matrix shows a red. Now I see the wonderland from the slave ship. Glass ceilings, half feeling already half dead in my half life. Wish I could confiscate what I have led. Long days, long hours, deadlines, cold showers, so soured. Missing my family, bro. I'm no coward, but the dough calleth and I can't ignore it. I'm a force of one in a silent rage like Chuck Norris. Bullheaded Gemini on the heels of Taurus. Running out of gas at the borderline of this chorus. On empty, high office, call me Benji. I'm a loyal dog, but the leash really don't impress me. And that shiny penny should not define who you are. It's just a resource, can really only get you so far. So I play my position, balance music, corporate living, and survive on intuition, cause I need that pot to piss in. I'm an MC, this means I work well in all conditions, and I'm indie, financing all anomaly type missions.
Every time the times change, we need a new mind frame. It's the 21st century, and I know we're meant to be bosses, physically and mentally. Let's start acting like it. Come on! So whether corporate or retail, office or street sales, all males and females, let's bail from these jails. Corporate or retail, office or street sales, all males and females, let's bail from these jails. You hear that? No more! We done! Done! No more!
10-hour days! 50-hour weeks, I feel like a slave. 365
no more.
10-hour days, 50-hour weeks, I feel like a slave. 365 deep.
That was Lodge. Oh, man, I love him. Oh, my God. If you like his music, you got to call, man. You go give a shout-out. Just let me know if you're, like, really liking these tracks. The number, again, is 413-559-6766. I'm telling you. I don't know, every time I listen to that song, it's like, oh man, it's like, it just pumps me up and just like, you know, go to work and do what you gotta do, climb up that tower, you know, 365, yeah, that's my, okay, all right, back to the groove. All right, Scorpio and love. The typical Scorpio, when in love, is deeply attached to the loved one, attracts the loved one like a magnet, is possessive, hides emotions in public, keeps dependence on the loved one hidden, is faithful when in love, dominates the loved one, remains true to his or own feelings. Which is true. I've dated a Scorpio. Oh, yeah. They're definitely like that. No offense, Scorpios, but you guys are, you love hard and really hard. The expectations, the typical Scorpio expects absolute faithfulness and loyalty, demonstrative love, no great emphasis on romance, genuine tenderness, acknowledgement of how lucky the loved one is to be party to Scorpio's secrets. To end of an affair. If a Scorpio has an affair, it is often because the sexual life within marriage has serious problems. If you're married and you're a Scorpio, this is for you and you're having an affair, which I don't agree with, but hey, people are people. Scorpios seem able to attract partners without much effort, and they will take the upper hand from the start, so that ending an affair is an easy matter. However, the Scorpio who is rejected is always very wounded and may want to take revenge, which is kind of true because every Scorpio I know who tries to get revenge gets it. Scorpios immediately attempt to hurt their ex-partner. Others take their revenge in more subtle ways over a period of time. A rejected Scorpio is unlikely to forgive and will never forget the hurt. Which is true. I can tell you a story about how I was dating the Scorpio many years back. And it was kind of my, you know, times where I was interested in women and men, whatever. But I'm very faithful when I'm in a relationship. So we're at a party, and he's there, and we're having a great time. And it's kind of, it's a birthday party, and there's a whole bunch of lesbians and bisexuals. It was, like, my friend who was a lesbian at the time who invited all of them. Yeah, so I'm dancing against the fridge, you know, having a great time, and dancing with some girl. She was dancing up on me, and then another girl was dancing on top of her. And my boyfriend was standing next to me, but he was just, you know, talking to his friend, drinking. And the girl was just like, oh, I really want to kiss you. And I'm just like, oh, okay, that's nice, whatever. I'm still grooving. You know, I'm kind of, you know, tipsy and having a great time. And this girl just starts slobbering all over my face. And, like, there's, like, these curtains that are around the fridge to cover it. Like, she covers me and her in the fridge. And I'm just there like, yo, what's going on? And my boyfriend at the time, like, pulls a curtain, sees what happens, pissed off. He starts, like, yelling at me in front of everybody. I'm like, dude, chill out. I didn't know what was going on. And basically, the way he got his revenge is basically doing this kind of the same thing of showing how hurt he was, which is kind of pathetic. I was like, dude, we could just, like, settle this. I'm sorry. But, yeah, he got his revenge on me. It hurt a lot. But, you know, just don't mess with a Scorpio's heart. Just don't do it. Anyway, let's go to Scorpio and sex. Apparently, Scorpios are known for their sex. You know, that's they're the sex sign. But in reality, each zodiac sign has a part of the body. Like Pisces, for example, that's my sign, is the feet. And I guess my feet, like, are a big deal in my life, whatever, in my body. And, I always try to keep my feet clean. I don't know, maybe it's coincidence. But Scorpios are the genitals. And basically, I'm just going to read to you what the Scorpio part is. Scorpio and sex. When a typical Scorpio makes love, it is an expression of all the pent-up passion that is hidden inside the most magnetic of personalities. Sex is an important element of life to a Scorpio. Indeed, Scorpio is the zodiac sign that indicates the greatest interest in sexual matters. As in other areas of their life, Scorpios are liable to be both inventive and single-minded, but for most Scorpios, sex is very much an expression of love. Which is true because that's not true, but all the Scorpios I met, they seem to have, like, this kind of passionate kind of feeling instead of just, like, oh, I just want to fuck. You know, they have more of that passionate thing going on. Yeah, so basically I'm going to play you another song by our neighbor here in Hampshire College. He's one of our local students. His name is Photo. He's really dope. He's awesome. He's this cool cat who, you know, is the most nicest person ever. And as he says, he floats around from groups to groups, but he's pretty awesome. So I'm going to play that track. It's called Going Crazy.
Going crazy, love me or hate me, who's going to save me from myself? When I feel like there's no one else, when it feels like there's no one left to keep my feet on the ground. I'm happy now, but I'm crashing down. Who's gonna save me from myself to keep my feet on the ground?
As my mind seems to think sober, my soul tells the bartender to keep it pouring till it's runneth over. A victim of stress in the month of October. I know I'm a little older. I grow up and cold with no hope for crying shoulders. Should I slit my throat or choke as I hang from the rope? Shit. Let me think about that for a minute. Nope, let me chill for I fuck around. Buckle down, get it down, couple rounds. Go around, throw them down, throw it up. Show enough, every time I'm showing up. No ID, can I eat? No, I didn't make reservations. Don't tell me you're out of space like a spaceship. Cause face it, last time I made reservations and y'all gave me a seat, give me the fucking basement. So don't try to say shit, I think I'm going
like
crazy.
I'm going crazy, love me and hate.
I'm all alone.
From myself to keep my feet on the ground.
So as I stress the importance of boredom at 4 a.m. in the morning, light up a square cause I just got more of them, and thinking about the day that I'ma be touring. But first things first, here's a tour of my life. In first grade I was bored out my fucking mind, so they switched me to third and the nigga was scared, so they put my ass back with the easy ass word. Fast forward, took the sixth grade, niggas holding switchblades. I was just a cool ass nigga with a sick fade, and not into what other niggas into. Only person in school with a bag full of pencils. Passed the time to them high school days, never in class on time. So that's why my ass didn't pass on time. And now shit changed, hell I got a different name. People like me to explain.
And I feel like there's no one else. When it feels like there's no one left,
I'm all alone. Yeah, I'm all alone. I'm all alone
now, but I'm crashing down.
I'm all
so
alone
from myself to keep my feet on
I'm
the
all
ground.
Alone
ground, ground, to keep my feet on the ground. Ground, ground, to keep my feet on the ground. Ground, ground, to keep my feet on the ground. Yeah. I think I'm going crazy, think I'm going crazy, I think I'm going crazy, it's obvious I'm crazy, I think I'm going crazy, I think I'm going crazy, I think I'm going crazy, it's obvious I'm crazy.
I feel like I'm going crazy, love me or hate me, who's gonna save me from myself, when I feel like there's no one else, when it feels like there's no one left, to keep my feet on the ground. I'm happy now, but I'm crashing down. It's gonna save me from myself to keep my feet on the ground.
Yeah, basically that was Photo. He's pretty dope if you don't know already who he is. Again, that the track was called Going Crazy. I love that song so much from him. I need to hear more of his shit so he can post it up over here on the yurt, on my show. You already know. All right, so the next part of Scorpios are Scorpios and Friends. In general, Scorpios like Friends, who recognizes Scorpio's magnetic superiority without fear or undue compliments. Scorpio chooses only a few friends and expects loyalty from them. Scorpio is not a natural socializer, but will keep close friends for many years. That exactly goes to my friend Brittany. Brittany and I were really close, and we've known each other. Well, we're basically family. And that's my girl right there. Shout out to you, girl. The positive factors of Scorpios: have good memories and enjoy telling jokes. They're generous and hospitable. Blah. Toward friends, and also make strangers welcome when they call for help or advice. People are knocking on my window. Oh my God, people leave me alone, please. Friends of Scorpios will be treated like family and given every help and consideration. Whenever Scorpio gives a friend advice, it will be reliable. A friend can also trust Scorpio never to gossip. The negative factors, though, Scorpios are unlikely to visit friends without making arrangements and having a good reason. True. Scorpios like others to do the visiting. If they are out when a friend comes to visit, their attitude is that it is the friend's loss and that the friend will have to visit again. Scorpios have an almost psychic insight into the motives and secrets of their friends. Anyone who dislikes someone knowing their secrets should stay away from Scorpios. And the Scorpios, their opposite sign is Taurus, and they just basically do not get along. All right, so I'm going to go for another song. This is for Rachel. It's Tegan and Sarah. Yeah, they're not, you know, everybody knows about them, but they're not so mainstream, so it's still underground music. So yeah, this is Tegan and Sarah, Back in Your Head.
Build a wall of books between us in our bed.
was Tegan and Sarah, Back in Your Head. I love that song. I was jamming around, dancing around. Just imagine me. But yeah, now let's get back to the Scorpios. Where's my handy-dandy notebook? All right, here it goes. All right, Scorpio and leisure interests. All right, on the whole, typical Scorpios pursue the following leisure interests. Any sport that demands shrewd tactics, competitive driving, flying, or cycling, scientific hobbies, anthropology, psychology, archaeology, detective novels, treasure hunts, caving, breeding animals, or plants. Again, if you're a Scorpio and that doesn't suit you, you know, it's not always for you. So again, don't be afraid to call if you're a Scorpio and you have some questions, or if you're dating a Scorpio, or if you want to know a Scorpio, if you're a sign and you're involved with a Scorpio, or you're a Scorpio involved with another sign and you want to know more about that, call 413-559-6766. I won't bite. Come on, guys. I will not bite you. I will just talk. You know, we can have a simple conversation. I'll put you on air. It's pretty dope. If not, it's okay. I'll be here by myself. It's all right. It hurts. All right, anyway. Again, the famous Scorpios. Pablo Picasso. Dylan Thomas. He's a poet. Marie Curie. I'm going to try to pronounce it. Jawaharlal Nehru. Indian political leader. Prince Charles. Hey. Indira Gandhi, Indian Prime Minister, and Goldie Hawn, an actress, comedian. Interesting. Maybe you have some guys have some potential of being artists or in the science field. Many of my Scorpios are always doing something. They're reading. All the Scorpios I know are doing something really great with their lives, and I'm glad that they're in my life and I get to know them and whatnot. Here we go. I also have one other song by my boy, Homeboy Sandman. I really wanted to play his stuff again. Hopefully he's listening in, because he's a fantastic artist. He's almost mainstream. You know, he has some songs up on, you just look him up. You could YouTube him, Homeboy Sandman, Lightning Bolt. I'm in his music video. I'm just there, you know, doing the lightning bolt. Just imagine a hand pointing out, going in and out, just doing the lightning bolt. I'm in there. Yeah, so just if you want to check it out, just YouTube him, and I met him at this freestyle thing. It's 125 people rap freestyling for 25 hours straight, nonstop. And it was at the Harlem Cultural Center in Harlem. That's where I'm from, New York City. Harlem is the bomb, I'm telling you. It's right now, it's the upper class is coming in, and it's kind of getting crazy with the prices, and people have to move out, and the culture's kind of losing in there. But the Hip Hop Culture Center is a great place where you could like see the history of hip hop and the history of like some parts of Harlem. I just saw recently Harlem Nights with people in Hampshire. It's a dope movie. But again, I was meeting the dude, Homeboy Sandman, there. He won the freestyle competition. This dude could freestyle for 10 minutes straight. Can you imagine? 10 minutes straight off the top of his noggin. He's dope. So this is his song. It's kind of, I played last week, Yeah But I Can Rhyme Though. That's from his new album. He has this old album called Nourishment. It's called Everyday Love. It's kind of a, you know, a love song, but you know, it's for the ladies. You know, if you got a special guy out there, hopefully he's thinking like this. So check it out.
Apple on my eye, Saturday I'm ordering a Snapple and a slice. Spot you out the corner of my eye, deepest darkest corners of my mind. Come alive, status was like Saturn and the stars was aligned. Step up to your side with a sonnet, people's call me Sam. I can see you supersonic. I like to make a promise, I like to form a partnership. Before you tell me silence, I'll be honest, I'll be honored by your comments, you're astonishing. I'll be your knight shining armor, you ain't gotta bother with the drama any longer. My must I be admonished for acknowledging a goddess in the garments of a commoner? I have never seen another creature of your caliber featured in the annals of the greatest world travelers. I cannot recall another mammal of your stature ever captured in a canyon on a canvas of a camera. I would give my all to be involved with you. You and I dodging the photographers. Imagine me monogamous, only you can manage that magnanimous accomplishment. I will walk a million kilometers to follow you. I'll pick every flower in the forest just to fondle you. I ain't trying to bother you, I ain't trying to con to be a bomb if I could bomb with you.
How can I be down?
You smiled just a little, follow with a giggle. Figured I was winning, figured it was given. I would get in where I fit in, just like I'd envisioned. Finally I'm finished fidgeting with other women. Now I got a winner. I know I've been a sinner, but it's gotta be my witness. I know I've been the symbol for the cynics, but this is sentimental, this is serious. You could be the instrumental, I could be the lyricist. This is my existence, it's definitive experience. Let's begin a lineage.
I wanna have like 6 or 7.
You said you got a man, I said you got a man.
Damn,
made me kinda sad. You know what I'm saying? I don't ever spaz. Said I understand. Nice to make you laugh, it was nice to shake your hand. Maybe you and I will pass on another path that I had to put you in my past. I guess it'd be the best laid plans. Even was a Mets fan, would it be the chance? Soon as I ain't scheming on it, get into your pants. That'd be the one that wouldn't last. Guess I'm just an amateur in matters of romance. Matters of the heart. Wish that I could finish, but I don't know where to start. Wanna stop speeding, but I don't know where to park. See you in my dreams, gotta find out where you are. But it's hard, I am always where you aren't at. Guess that that's the way it goes, at least that's what I'm told. Searching every cranny, every nook, but they say you never find it when you look. Find it once it's easy being alone, but I don't really know. And I ain't one for waiting by the phone. Hope that when she finally do find me that I'm home. Maybe she'll surprise me in the lobby. Probably be working on a poem. And this is how it goes.
Sandman. Man, that's the dude right there. If you know me and you've met him, you know how dope he is. Right now, he's doing a crazy thing. He has his new album. Check it out. It's called The Gold Sun. I'm really bad with names right now. But so far, he's really dope. I just want to shout out E3, my hallmates. I hope they're listening in. You guys can call and like scream all you want. Again, the number is 413-559-6766. Apparently, people are telling me that the show is going on and off, but it's the website. It's not me because I'm doing the right thing, except that one time, whatever. Anyway, it's a nice day. It's a really nice cold day. Okay, back to Scorpios. It's a really nice day. I'm sorry. It's over here. I'm usually from New York City, which is basically the city. Everybody knows New York City. It's right now, it's probably freezing over there, but over here in Amherst, Massachusetts, the trees are beautiful. I'm telling you, it's just beautiful to be outside of the city. If you get a chance, go on a road trip, get out of there. I know Scorpios like to do that all the time. So I also want to shout out to H1, Elijah, Carter, Hallie, Dee Dee, Ben, Faustino, even though he's H2, all those people, man, I know you guys are supporting me right there. You guys are awesome. Okay, so back to Scorpios. Oh my God, these flies. I'm going to kill them. All right, you're gonna see me. I'm going to be a murderer on the radio. Okay, the typical Scorpios are rarely sick. When they do become ill, it is generally serious, but they have the willpower to get well. Scorpios can destroy their own health by allowing themselves to get depressed or by doing too much hard work. Types of sicknesses. I mean, let me just start out. Sickness and zodiac signs. I don't know if I'll go that far into astrology, but it says some Scorpios are prone to accidents due to their burning desire to finish a job or get somewhere more quickly than anyone else. Nose and throat problems, hernias, pilas, bladder disorders, problems with the reproductive organs are the most common Scorpio illnesses. That is because the Scorpio, again, is their body part is their reproductive organs or genitals, and that's their thing. Like I said, Pisces are the feet. I make sure my feet are in good shape all the time. Maybe it's coincidence, but yeah. Anyway, Scorpio at rest. Scorpios often find it hard to relax. Some Scorpios will even avoid situations where they can relax. When on vacation, they often seem to have a small accident or minor illnesses in the first days. Many Scorpios try to relax by continuing to work because of their intense pressure they put on themselves to finish everything before leaving for that much-needed rest. Their best policy is to have an alternative interest or hobby that they can pursue with passion, thus giving them relaxation from their main work. This especially applies to Scorpios who are homemakers and parents caring for children, as they may find it difficult to take even a short break. I don't know many old Scorpios who, you know, do all that kind of stuff. Okay, so I'm going to put this kid, Mike Lombardo, my friend from my hall, Monique, she told me about him, and I listened to some of his songs, and it's really good. So check it out. It's kind of different now, so. Again, Mike Lombardo. It's called Abby Never. So check him out on YouTube. He's really cool. I really like his music. I still have your CD, Mo, if you're listening. I'm not giving it back. Just kidding. Okay, so I checked out the horoscope for Scorpio. It is your mental thinking marks the single most active factor in your makeup. The key spot in your personality and circumstances is your mind, the world of ideas and communication. Others may not appreciate your expressed ideals and goals or may challenge them. A new planet, a UFO sighting, I don't know, a new book idea are all the things you may enjoy involving your energies with at this time. You could find it easy to become carried away and be discriminated or forfeit your sense of values. The thinking is the perfect avenue for the fiction story you want to write. Your loved ones want to enjoy your company this evening. You could find yourself involved in some word or board games. There is much communication and laughter. With me and horoscopes, like the ones that they put in the newspaper or the website, everybody says, oh, I could read somebody else's and it's the same. I agree with that because I don't know how somebody can just think for a certain sign and just write about them. I think what they do is, you know, they see the characteristics of each sign and just write something about it. Sometimes it could be coincidental that it happens, but personally, nah. That's not me. What I'm gonna do for this show is basically put a sort of a mainstream artist, but with a track that is not mainstream. Like for example, I'm gonna put the song "Despicable" by Eminem, which is an amazing track. It's all freestyle. It's like 2.5 minutes long, but like if you just listen to the lyrics, you can YouTube it. You can YouTube all this kind of stuff. Oh my God, I just love Eminem. I've been listening to him since elementary school, and I convinced my mother to get me his CD because she was not with the whole, you know, cursing and stuff, but she's European, so she was like, why not? Okay, so this is Despicable by Eminem.
Man, I come around like what goes around. What goes up must come down. Anyone who comes up must go down. Might as well go for the gusto now. Better not let up, better not let them breathe. Last shot, give it all you got. Try to turn me down, bitch, get fucked with a volume knob. Fuck all you snobs, hoes, I hope all you rot. 2 bottles of loop return and a box of condoms. Is that all you brought? And you want a menage a trois, you twats? Fuck that, I'd rather turn this club to a barroom brawl. Get rowdy as Ralph's burger in a bathroom stall. Like a leaf stuck in a vacuum, y'all ain't none but a whole lot of sucking going on in rap. Yeah, but I'm home, dead to the bone, back in the zone. Let him alone, you don't wanna go egging him on. It'll never be my chair that you own. Crown so tight that it cuts off circulation to the brain. No oxygen, other words, there's no air to the throne. When I die, so does hip-hop. Hitchcock could've shit, bitch ass doc. Got a ziplock in a bag, you fags ain't been able to fade me since Kid Rock had a high top. Keep blogging while I mind bog on the night zone like I'm in the twilight. Dog, get off my bone, this is my mic, dog on it, I like hogging it. Blow so wet, I'ma take this beat to bargaining. I'm waterlogging it, I'm sogging it. Pull your verse off the beat and stomp on it. Suplexing it on cement, like I'm on some straight out of Compton shit. Take this dick and chomp on it. I'm so bad, I can bitch slap a backhand a compliment. Jackass, eat a donkey dick. The game, I just about conquered it. Like Donkey Kong, I'm bonkers, bitch. I'm the king of this honky shit. I reign supreme in this honky shit. No sense screaming and arguing. Makes no difference whether a Benz, a Bentley, or a Beamer's the car you win. You think you ball? Well, I palm it. I throw up bombs when I palm it. Boy, I throw down in the kitchen. Might hit your mom with my omelet, but you got egg on your face. Now watch me drop an atomic. I should be strapped to the chest of a kamikaze. Bitch, I'm as best it is Ozzy. It's obvious, you can tell right off the bat. No pun intended, but come any closer, I'll bite off your head. Try to give me the fingers, kinda like giving a spider the web. I'm just gonna spin it and try to use it to my advantage. I catch a fly in that bitch. You think you fly, you just fool. I give as much of a flying fuck as that Superman do. Guess I just do what you can't do. I'll make you look stupid and bamboozle. Confused as usual, and you can get whipped. She can open a can too. But you better hope you can handle the heat. Lost at a fork out of Hell's Kitchen. I came to cop block like a square fucking melt chicken. Yeah, it's shady slut. The rest can suck on that big one, cause I'm as despicable as Daffy Duck when I'm spitting.
Whoa, yeah, that was Despicable. It was amazing. I'm just telling you, I know this chick, Whitley, who can rap the whole entire thing nonstop, and he raps fast, and I could tell you that she has talent. Oh my goodness. Oh Lord. And just listen to that song all day, and you'll just understand why I love him so much. Anyway, we have 2 minutes left of the show, which I don't really care because I'm going to go a little bit over time because I don't see the guy coming in here. Anyway, so I'm kind of happy today. I'm just like in a really good mood. Maybe it's because I'm doing the show and I'm talking to all the people that I love and other people. Maybe my mother's listening. She's probably not because she forgets everything. But I'm going to end it with this song, Dress Your Wounds, again. The song is Neom. It's really good. It's really dope. I just want to end it off with them because they're supporting me a lot. And again, I'm going to do a little shout outs at the end of the show right after the song. And then we'll call it a final. All right. Shout outs to Brittany, Raimundo, Schmack, and Amazing. Thank you for your 2 tracks. They're amazing. Photo, you're great. Lodge, Tegan, and Sarah, Lennon, Dress Your Wounds. Thank you for the dope tracks and keep making that good music. Thank you to those who are listening, E3, H1, everywhere. You guys rock. New York City, what up? Just letting you know, next week, I'm not going to be here. I'm going to be in New York because it's October break. I'm going to visit family and whatnot. But the week after, I'm going to try to have a guest host, Maxwell. He knows a dude who's actually, I guess Hampshire's not all about majoring, but his focus right now is astrology. So it would be really cool to get his, points of views of, like, the whole thing about the Zodiac. I hope everything about Scorpios are helpful. Just I'm gonna put on a fan page on Facebook, so I'll send you guys the link. Whoever's listening, just join up. Again, this is Underground Stars, and this is Wonder Bread. Calling it a day. Ciao. Yeah,